This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M rocks local sport.
Limestone Coast footy for 2020 with the Triple M know-it-alls.
Thanks to Barry Maney Hyundai.
Call in and see Paul or Jamie for a test drive today.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, Footy Central, heart of Mount Gambier. Last show. Where'd the footy season go? And of course, it all culminates with junior grand finals at Millicent tomorrow and up at the centre of the southeast at Narracourt. But we're going to catch up today with our Sip and Save Football of the Week, a guest from afar, and also our OK Pie Shop. And it's going to be a coach of the week this time round. And to finalise the show, long-term valued member, and he's been at the forefront of developing juniors, our SNFL Regional Development Coordinator and team member of the Triple M Know-It-Alls footy team, Ian Perriman. Stay tuned.
It's the Limestone Coast Sip and Save Footballer of the Week.
When you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save.
Yeah, welcome back, listeners. Milo, Triple M, of course, keeping country footy alive. Heart of Mount Gambier beaming across the Limestone Coast southeast. Our last Barry Maney Hyundai Know-It-Alls footy show, where'd that season go? Now, as we heard, that was the Limestone Coast Sip and Save Football of the Week jingle. Well, this week the award's going to go to a female. She started her footy journey at East Gambier many moons ago, and she's progressed through to league footy with the Goonyella Tigers in Adelaide. So it's a where is she now? On the line, congratulations on a special season and welcome back to the airways, Maddie Freeman.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, special season for you. I know the team didn't progress to play in the finals in the shortened season up there, but you had a very consistent season. I think you're only out of the best players once or twice. And no surprise to me, because I checked it and mentioned it on the Monday morning sports results, in the best players. So you've very consistent season. And above all, you win the best and fairest. But to be a consistent player, that's all you can ask of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. It was a shock. I wasn't expecting to win, but obviously very happy with it.
Now, this year, what roles did the coach use you through in that best and fairest winning season?
Predominantly midfield, occasionally went up forward, but pretty much ran all game, every game through our midfield.
Now, what age are you now, Maddie?
18, turning 19 in October.
Gee, a lot of footy ahead of you, and I know you had dabbled in the state program as well way back, didn't you?
Yeah, so I did that for about 3 years. So I finished that last year, so just out of under 18 state this year.
Now, where did the improvement come in you this season to be the standout and most consistent player at the club this year?
Probably definitely my fitness. I really worked hard over pre-season to sort of get that fitness and running capacity up so that I'd be able to get to more contests around the ground and not tired as easily. So that was probably one of the main reasons I think that I performed so consistently.
What's a typical week at Goonyella in the senior women's? Just you finish your game. What's the typical week leading up to the next game? Just to give the youngsters an idea what the commitment is.
So we normally would train 3 nights a week. The first night, sort of after the game, would be more recovery. We'd watch some footage of the game before and sort of go through what we can improve on as a team, and sometimes we'd even scout the opposition and look at their game from the previous week and how they played and how we can sort of use our strength to beat them. And then the next training night would be pretty heavy, a lot of running, sort of still skill-based, but definitely a lot more running. And then the final session of the week was generally focused on our sort of set plays and that sort of stuff.
And obviously, as you said, you set yourself a good foundation to get you through the season. Now, the other opportunity you had not so long ago, the SNFL NAB AFLW had an All-Stars match, and that was a couple of teams picked from the SNFL sides. Your team, Team Hatchard, went down by 11 points. Where did the standard of that sit in the footy you've played so far, Maddie?
It was definitely a lot quicker, a lot faster pace than sort of our normal SNFL games, obviously the best of the best coming together. Really, that level of intensity, the attack on the ball, and that really increased from our normal games. So that was probably the biggest change, I reckon, was just how quickly the ball moved. up and down the ground.
Now, your team kicked three goals, and there's another East Gambia name. She went up there this season. She's at college. She had her debut games in the seniors at Glenelg. Kicked two goals, Brooke Tonan. Now, Brooke's 16-17, and you see a bit of her now. Geez, her future must look bright.
Yes, she's definitely a very good up-and-coming player. She's improved so much, and we all can't wait to see how far she can really take it, being so young.
Mm. Now, looking ahead, continual improvement. When are you back into it again?
So 5th of October, our pre-season starts with Glenelg. So about 3 weeks off and then straight back into it again.
Now, have you let the diet go and enjoyed a few things you shouldn't in the break?
Of course. No, still keeping it reasonably healthy, but yeah, definitely treat myself to a few more snacks than normal.
Now, Doubt, you're on the radar, and it would be an ambition to get picked up in the draft. Have you had any contact or feelers from anyone at this stage?
Not that I can say.
Okay, all right. No, well, that's enough. We've got a first from you. They're looking at you.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So. Fingers crossed that I do get picked up. So our draft's on the 6th of October.
Yep.
So fingers crossed, but obviously if that's not the case this year, we'll just keep working, have another good season with Glenelg and hopefully look for the 2020 draft.
Yeah, we've got a good hit rate down here. Sarah Allen, of course, with the Crows, dual premiership player, and I think she's all Australian from memory. Jess Allen played for the Crows, her sister, the Ruckman, and she headed off to the Army and got picked up by the Giants. And, of course, Jenna McCormick, two-time premiership player, and she's playing soccer for Australia. So we've got a good hit rate. So all the best with that. Now, I'll get that Sip and Save $50 voucher out to you. Big thank you to Russell Nowak, and, of course, thanks to the Limestone Coast Sip and Save outlets. The Sip and Save name says it all. And just, I better give a mention to the outlets or I'll be in trouble with Russell the Muscle. Keith Hotel, Bordertown Hotel, Bushman's Narrow Court, Royal Oak at Penola. We've got the Triple in Mount Gambier, the Matthews Group, Southeastern Gambier and Park. Good morning to Paul Tiger Barry down there, the Triple M Interchange. Somerset Millicent, the Robe Hotel, Crown Inn and the Royal Mail at Kingston. I've been talking to Maddie Freeman. She's on her pathway with women's footy. Best and fairest at Glenelg Footy Club. Big tick. A lot of footy ahead of you. Keep up the good work and we hope to talk to you down the track.
Thanks so much for having me.
Limestone Coast Player of the Week for the OK Pie Shop, celebrating over 75 years of traditional baking.
Listeners, Milo, heart of Mount Gambier, footy central. Season's done and dusted, except for the juniors, of course, tomorrow, Western Border at Millicent and up at Narrow Court, the K&T. But Mid of Sea, well and truly over, and they held their grand finals at Tantanoola. And the winners in the senior Colts were Congrong, defeating Mount Burr by 27 points. Now, as we heard, the OK Pie Shop Limestone Coast jingle, and usually for Player of the Week, but it's going to go to the Coach of the Week, and he's on the line. Congratulations on a premiership season. Only a short season, but they all count. Michael Deathmore, coach of Congrong Senior Colts.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Milo. Yeah, you're right. It was only a short season, but it was an enjoyable one, even so.
And undefeated, which makes it even more special, doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't come across that too often. It does make it a little bit more special when going through undefeated.
Now, you know where the OK Pie Shop is. A big thank you to Dwayne Barrett and the team at the OK Pie Shop. And, of course, OK Pie Shop celebrating over 75 years of traditional baking. And I'll get that OK Pie Shop voucher out to you and you can enjoy the fair whichever way you want. Now, firstly, history, your coaching before Congrong, where did it all start for you?
Played all my footy out at South Gambier, Milo, up through the juniors, played a little bit in the seniors, and then got to that stage where I just gave it away. And a couple of cunning blokes that were running the juniors out there at the time, and Graham Summerfield and Tim McGrath, a couple of legends out at South there, coaxed me, conned me, I'm not really sure what the word was, into coaching the under-14s. That would have been well and truly over 20 years ago now. And then on and off, I've probably coached probably 10 to 15 years out at South, through 14s, 16s, and done a stint in the under-18s. And then just recently, 4 or 5 years ago, my oldest son Alex went down to Congrong to have a kick and have a run around. And so for the last 4 years, I've been coaching the senior Colts down at Congrong.
now going, but you'd have to get a buzz because there'd be a fair chance that time at South, a few of those boys went through and played in the senior premierships.
Yeah, that's right. At that stage, especially when I was coaching the under-16s, Milo, Peter Sims started off, and then it was Duncan McGregor and Big Leroy, of course, and they were quite happy to play a junior in the under, from the under-16s. And there's a few that played in those premierships, and as a coach, yeah, you're right. You get a buzz out of that. Sort of just gives you a bit of reassurance that you're on the right track, you're doing the right stuff, and it was good for the club to, I suppose, foster those kids up through the finals, and then those kids went on and played a lot more finals, footy and grand finals for South Gambier, and lad like Mark Ruwalt went on and played a little bit up at Glenelg as well.
Now, this year at Congram, right from the start, the mix, was an even mix of underage and lads that was there last year? Was that pretty well how it was?
Yeah, it was, Milo, and we were quite fortunate. We had good numbers, so we had 21, 22 players. So on reflection, it was an even mix. So in the Mid-Sea comp, it goes from an under-18s down to an under-14. So you've got a good 3 to 4 year age group, and we probably would have had 6 or 7 lads in each group. So we had our older top age level kids, and then we had not so many, but probably 4, I think, down in that bottom age level. And the majority probably around that middle age group, which all goes good for next year, where I think there's still a fair few of them are available for next season.
Now, a very interesting season, and a couple of your boys ended up crossing over at the end and playing for East Gambier.
Yeah, I got a phone call there the other day. Yeah, it's just the Friday before the match last week. Yeah, our season was well and truly over, and a couple of lads said if they can go over and get a permit to play with East, and as long as I didn't have an issue with it, and I got no issue with it, kids out playing footy, go for it. So and they got a couple of kicks too, which was pleasing to see.
And Donald Pochett-Gordon, he's a good luck charm because East under 18's never won a game all year, and they blew North away on the weekend, so he was the mainstay there. Now, always, and I coached juniors years ago, and I used to get the biggest buzz out of a kid that started off maybe not showing a lot, but putting the time in him and him doing the stuff you wanted became a component and a good player in your side, and in your case, a premiership. Did you have a couple of those lads?
Yeah, we did, Milo, actually. And you're right, you do get a buzz out of that. With our season, we weren't real sure how or what direction it was going to take or even how long it was going to go in this sort of mixed-up world we're in at the moment. But we had an eye on the future as a club. Myself, a couple other people involved in the juniors, and Will Whitty, of course, who is leading director, our A-grade coach. We wanted to give some of these players a bit of exposure or a feeling of how to play senior footy, and we're putting them in positions where they'd slot into a role next season or the next coming years. And for that to happen, we needed a couple other the quieter players or junior-type players to step up. And that's a lad like Jake Carrigan, who pretty quiet, pretty shy. And I gave him the role at centre-half back. Took him 2 or 3 games, and then he sort of realised that he could mix it with some of these other bigger lads. And probably towards the end, he was one of our better players. And rewarded him at our wind-up last week with the Most Improved trophy. But listen, he was one of our better players towards the season. And you're right, you get a kick out of that. And then there was another one, James Allen, who'd come up from the junior culture, our under-14 level last year. Really just a lad playing footy, but, you know, really grasped it this year and once again took the eye of our senior coach. He's a fair way off that at the moment. But, it was pleasing that was only 2 to name, but we had a lot that did step up. And hopefully, you know, in the next few years, now we've had a bit of success and they know what it takes to win games and tight games, that we can go onwards and upwards.
Now, I've been talking to the premiership coach of Congrong and the senior Colts in the Mid-Southeast shortened season. Congratulations to you and the boys, and no doubt you'll make a decision whether you go on, and I'll get that OK Pie Shop voucher out to you. Now, you hand the boys over to Will Whitty, and you've done the groundwork, so it's up to him. We'll catch up with you down the track, Mike.
Good on you. Thanks, Milo. Thanks for your work. Thank you.
Talking footy in 2020 with the Triple M Know-It-Alls.
Thanks to Barry Maney Hyundai. Call in and see Paul or Jamie for a test drive today.
Yeah, Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive, beaming out from the heart of Mount Gambier. And, of course, that's compliments of Barry Maney Hyundai. Good morning to the team down there. Now, my guest this morning is long-term valued member of the team here at Triple M, and he wears the frontline hat for the SNFL in our neck of the woods. Good morning, Ian Perriman.
G'day, Milo. How are you?
Interesting times, and nobody's been left unaffected by the situation with COVID. And, of course, the SNFL has had to look at their situation, which has meant you and your counterparts across the state have only been in the field and available for 3 days a week. But no doubt you've been able to fill that time productively.
Yeah, the 3 days a week, actually, Milo's just come back in the last week. So there's been many, many weeks over the last 6 months where we haven't been able to do anything. And that's similar to the AFL ground staff as well as the Sandford ground staff, that we haven't been able to get into schools or to clubs and to provide what we get paid to do, and that's, you know, promote our wonderful game of Australian rules football. But you are right, it's been a really difficult year, and I guess, you know, nobody really still knows where the finishing line is, but I think I must pay compliment to all the leagues and administrators that have allowed, particularly the junior footballers, and to some degree our seniors down here, and I think Michael Malby's done a terrific job with that, but certainly the seniors right across the juniors right across the state, Milo, have been able to access Australian rules football, and that's going to help them going forward, because I think our own state has been, you know, to the fore as far as being able to provide some of these competitions, etc., where some of the other states perhaps haven't been able to do that.
And they've been very creative and used a lot of common sense. And all the best to Western Border with their junior finals at Millicent tomorrow. And, of course, the K&T have Division 1 and Division 2 grand finals up in their neck of their woods at Narracourt. Now, Perro, the starting point is Auskick. And I know we've had the big move away from the school program to the clubs, and the clubs deserve a big tick here. Overall, how did the numbers end up in the wash-up for this season of Auskick?
Well, obviously, Milo, they were down. We had nearly 500 registrations, which I would think were fantastic, which encompassed only half of the centres which I do look after. And that, obviously, the schools were unable to provide services because for the schools to provide services, they need parent volunteers, of which weren't able to access school grounds, et cetera, because of what we've just spoken about. But there's been 500 kids in the southeast, mainly from clubs, obviously, that have participated in Auskick. And I guess, you know, for whatever reason, it was a fortunate process where we did encourage the four, particularly the four or the five Western Border clubs, to provide Auskick centres. And there's probably been 200 kids that would not have got opportunities at Auskick because they went to clubland, were able to access Auskick programs in 2020. So certainly we weren't able to get to the MCG or the Etihad Stadium, the SEA Games this year, but I'm sure the 500 kids that participated in that program thoroughly enjoyed themselves. And as you rightly say, Milo, it's a great stepping stone for their, you know, football careers.
Yeah, no juniors, no seniors. And I know Andrew Nitschke will be trooping off shortly with the under-15s to represent the zone under the Gunnell banner in Adelaide during the extended school holiday period. Now, on the horizon, but there is a change in date, the Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Footy League. They didn't have finals because of COVID. But that's a bit of a change in programming there, Perro.
Well, from what I am gathering, there won't be a women's competition resuming prior to Christmas. It will be taking place after Christmas, and that's through administration via the governing bodies. It's all to do with registrations. So I would suspect that the competition will start probably late summer, but go through until when the senior male football starts, and probably even overlap into that program just a little bit. But until that is completely in black and white, that's about what I would think will happen in 2021. But certainly, Milo, the footy for young ladies, I don't think we'll be starting before Christmas this year.
That's a real wait and see. Like everything, we've got to be used to that and adjust accordingly, and that's something we're getting better at. Interesting times ahead, Perro, and I suppose that's an understatement because obviously SNFL and the development of footy right across the state at all levels comes down from the dollars that filter down from the AFL and particularly Adelaide Oval and the Crows and the Power games at home. So there's a big question mark across the board next year.
Yeah, look, that you know, obviously one of the reasons the way Sandful and actually SACA exist is the number of people that pay to go through the gates at the Adelaide Oval, and the Adelaide Oval is pivotal in the ability for SACA and Sandful to provide programs. And if there's nobody parting with dollars to go and watch the elite play, or obviously the and that's the same as the AFL, Milo. It's unless we've got people going through and able to watch our games, the hand to mouth situation, which is applicable to Sandful and the AFL, becomes very difficult. So obviously next year we're hoping that, you know, the stadiums can be filled again. However, as we all know, nothing's certain in this day and age. And but you know, going forward, we're just hoping we can get somewhere back to normality.
Yep, and fingers crossed, and we've just got to adjust and bounce with the times. Just before we go, Perro, and wind up the footy show for this season, big thank you to Barry Stafford and the team at Barry Manny Hyundai for their sponsorship. No sponsors, no show. Also, Dwayne Barrett down at the OK Pie Shop for that award every week. And likewise, Russell Nowak, the roving state manager for Sip and Save and all the outlets. Perro, we'll see you at the footy sometime in the future.
Could I just say one thing, Milo?
Yep.
We've got an ex-Southeast boy that has now been in the AFL system for probably about 8 years. He's a fantastic young boy. He started his football off at Glenelg, went to Fremantle, and is now with Brisbane Lions, and is now a raging favourite for the Brownlow. So to Lachie Neal and his family, Robbie, who we know, we wish you all the very best in about 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time when the Brownlow is announced. And I'm sure young Lachie, if he was to get that, Milo, would be a fantastic recipient of that.
Yeah, keeping in mind that all the way through when he was younger, he was told you're too small and don't get your hopes up. But that's the beauty of our game. Perro, travel safe and we'll talk down the track.
No problem, mate.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. 963 Triple M.